This is CliffCentral.com.
Let's talk about gold, as an investment, whether or not it's a good investment. And I thought we'd get the guys in here, find out what it's all about. So I've got Dane and I've got Bastiat in here, and they're here to tell us about Troy Gold. Guys, very nice to see you. And you and your brothers?
Yes, sir.
You are brothers?
Pretoria.
Indeed.
Okay, this is very good.
Troy Knights.
So the two of you started this company called Troy Gold. We're going to find out a little bit about where you come from and what you did before this. But what was the idea?
I think the idea is, as you said, to democratize gold. So we just want to make it affordable and easy for anyone to be able to really save in gold. And on our platform, you can also send gold. You can use it as an effective money. And you can also use it as collateral, your gold on the platform, to access credit in gold. So
but people have been investing in gold since the dawn of time, right? It's probably the oldest form of value that we have. Yeah. Right. Is that about right?
Yeah, I think gold has always been used as a store of value and a unit of account. But to understand this, you really have to look at the science behind gold. So to give you a quick rundown, there are about 92 naturally occurring elements in this world. And all of those elements react with oxygen, the most abundant of those elements, to be tarnished or decayed.
Right.
But gold does not react with that. So gold is effectively immortal. What's more is gold is efficient across time, which means...
You can find coins that were minted in ancient Rome that are still as gold as they've ever been. They're shiny.
Right, yeah.
There's no oxidation because gold doesn't react even with acids.
Exactly. So that's a very important...
The immortal commodity.
Yeah, it's the immortal commodity. So because it's efficient across time, you only have to also extract it once for you to then use it without any additional costs. So that is important in the economy when we trade and we produce goods and services. We can't do that and produce for the future if there isn't a commodity that holds its value and doesn't decay with time, and that's where gold comes in, and that's why it is a store of value and has always been used.
Well, it would seem to me that anyone who argues with you guys really has the hardest job to do, because governments are the biggest investors in gold of all. They keep a huge store. Banks, governments keep these enormous stockpiles of gold. The U.S. government especially, they've got a reserve in New York City and in Fort Knox that is unbelievable. They've got a handle on, I don't know, it's one quarter of all the gold that's ever been mined. Something like that, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I think, especially now, I think the last few years, what we've seen is a big push to accumulate a lot of gold from central banks and governments.
Mm-hmm.
And that's quite nascent, actually. So you have Russia and China. I mean, they're buying gold at a clip. I think China's doing about 10 tons a month at the moment. So they're really fortifying themselves against sort of, I guess, the whole dollar and the monetary system. But what's interesting is central bank buying is making about 15% of annual demand for gold. But retail investors still, so if you look at the bars and coins investment market, that's still 25%. It's about 1,100 tons or 1,000 tons a year of gold that private citizens in the world are buying.
All right, I want to talk about how we can actually invest in gold in a moment, but talk me through this. Can people buy a gold bar? Can you actually do that in the world?
So you can. Just a quick rundown. So obviously, bullion is sort of the gold standard. So bullion meaning that the value of this piece of the coin or the bar is related to the gold content, the precious metal content. So you want to buy bullion, and you've got Krugerrands is the best bullion coin. It was one of the best assay technologies invented, and it still makes up 2/3 of the world's sort of bullion coin market.
Really?
Yeah.
That's incredible.
So it's got massive credibility and massive liquidity anywhere in the world. But we're used to seeing sort of in bank movies, bank heist movies, etc. You're used to seeing bullion bars, and that's sort of still the standard, especially 1 kilogram bars in the world. But in South Africa, and we'll probably go through this around sort of our legislation, like you said, our bullion product is effectively the Krugerrand.
And so you can't buy a gold bar, but you could buy a Krugerrand.
You can buy minted bars here, but the quintessential sort of low premium gold investment is a cast bullion bar.
Okay.
And that's the one we know of.
And minted bars here, just to add to that, it does have VAT in South Africa where Krugerrands don't, so it makes it a better investment vehicle.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you're not saying people should put all of their money into this. You're saying that you should diversify. You should have a little bit of your savings or your investment in gold, right?
Yeah, it's pretty much portfolio theory. So gold has historically been used as an insurance policy against, you know, our paper financial system, as it were. So
a safe haven asset.
A safe haven asset. So you won't, you know, live life without insurance out there, you know, insurance without, on your car. So it just makes sense to have insurance in your investment portfolio as well.
And just what we've tried to do is obviously throughout time, and you'll see our slogans, real gold in your pocket, but it was pretty commonplace for everybody to have to earn gold and to transact with gold. So,
but you're not saying you're going to give me a handful of gold coins like it's the year 400 AD, yeah, and I'm going to walk around with those in a little bag, a little velvet bag, and hand them out to people who I need to transact with. You're saying you guys will keep this in a central vault. You can own a part of it, and you can then use it through any other means that we use now, digital means, to transact if you want to buy, sell, add more, subtract, whatever you want to do.
Yeah, absolutely. So we've had to combine technology with gold. So we're taking a really old asset and we're putting tech together to make it more efficient. So usually when you're investing in physical gold, the buying process, taking possession of it and storing, that's your three main pain points.
And those things also have cost implications, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So it's usually a bit costly and you usually have to go fetch your gold and then maybe store it under your mattress or something. And you've got the security risk. So
Leanne had that problem with a lot of gold.
Yeah. Just sold my jewelry for a quarter of what its insurance value was.
Wow. So the market is kind of opaque when it gets to physical gold. Absolutely.
When it gets to physical gold, it's not worth investing in jewelry.
Yeah. And that's sort of where we come in. We're saying, listen, we administer our lives with smartphones and apps. We've built this app and we make the buying process simple, instant. We store your gold. It's fully insured. And we've got fractional ownership technology. So you can buy 1 rand's worth, 10 rand's worth if you wanted to.
So you don't have to be a multimillionaire here, because what is the cost of a Kruger Rand at the moment? Do you guys know offhand?
Yeah, it's about 24,000 rand per Kruger Rand.
So. I don't know anyone who's got just 24 grand lying around that they need to put into a gold coin. Gugu, no?
No, not me.
Not today. Right.
So in other words, you're saying to me, if I've got 100 bucks and I just want to put 100 bucks or 1,000 or 10,000 or whatever it might be, I will own a fraction of the gold that you guys have in storage.
Yeah, and it's important to note that you are actually, when you do that, you are actually owning the physical Kruger Rand, and mm-hmm. our technology fractionalizes that specific Kruger Rand and assigns you co-ownership to that Kruger Rand. So it's not paper gold. It's not you're owning vague gold in a vault somewhere. You actually have a serial number to the exact Kruger Rand that you own, and you get that ownership register at the end of the month. So if you want your coin, you just go onto the app and you tell us, you know, you want to redeem that coin and we give it to you, or you sell that fraction part back to us.
So is this gold stored in like a secret location?
Yes, we have a custodian vaulting partner, Brinks Global. They're actually NASDAQ listed, so they have vaulting locations worldwide. So all of the Kruger Rands are stored with Brinks.
Have you guys been to the vault to check it out?
We've been to the vault here, and we've also been to the vault in Singapore. That's quite impressive. It's like out of a spy novel. The security is insane. So, yeah.
So how much value in gold have you seen at once with your eyes in one pile?
In the Singaporean vault, there are bars worth about billions in one room. Billions of dollars worth of gold in one room. So.
How did you guys start? What did you both do before this?
We were from Pretoria. We went to the States to study finance and Wall Street, and I think we were there around the time of the global financial crisis. So we saw the destruction of the paper financial system, and we wanted to actually provide the world something more secure. So we came back to South Africa, our home. You know, gold was mined here. So
yeah, we were a gold powerhouse.
So yeah, we were a gold powerhouse. Yeah. So we wanted to start something in gold. We started actually mining the stuff. We bought an old gold mine out of liquidation, and we did a whole bunch of gold mining projects. But we actually wanted to give this technology directly to the consumer and bring the power of gold to the consumer. So that's when we started Troy Gold.
This is fantastic. I think it's absolutely brilliant. Yeah. It makes perfect sense to me. And you know, again, for people who are looking for somewhere safe to put, if gold is the least volatile, or it's one of the least volatile categories in investment, right?
It has a 6,000-year track record as a store of value.
Amazing.
And if you actually look back at what you could buy, you know, during the Roman times with gold, you could buy very similar items right now. So it really does store value across time. So,
but especially sort of in times of economic uncertainty and volatility, which we're seeing now. I mean, you've got trade wars, you've got money printing, and effectively sort of gold's the best inflation hedge. So we've got governments or we've got central banks need to print money and create liquidity. You want to be some, you want to be in gold. So you want to, you know, we think it's a good time to buy gold.
All right. So how does it work? Do we go to your website? Do we get an app? Well, how do we do this?
Yeah, I think you can connect on social media with us, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, all of that.
It's at Troy Gold SA.
At Troy Gold SA. Our website is troygold.app.
And then if you want to get the app, it's quite simple. Jump onto the App Store or the Play Store. We're on both platforms, and you type in Troy Gold, download it, and you're in. And you're a gold owner.
All right, and go in and buy yourself a couple of rand. You don't have to, you have to go in and become the world's biggest gold investor. You just have to start off somewhere, right? Yeah. Have you? Do you guys believe in your own product? Do you? Are you big gold investors?
I think that's sort of actually just briefly how we sort of got onto the notion of the business we wanted to start. We, you know, Bassett, we mined the metal, and then we wanted to, you know, we got paper rands for our gold, and we wanted to buy some gold, and we looked at when we actually looked at buying it ourselves as a retail investor, we thought, wow, we can really improve this user experience and the market. So yeah, we do own gold,
Especially now at this juncture in history globally. We own quite a bit of gold.
That's fantastic. Very good to meet you both, and we'll have you back here in a week's time to talk some more about this, get into some of the practical stuff, and we'll take some questions too. If you've got something you want to know, then send us an email and we will address it to the guys. It's an absolute pleasure to meet you. Troy Gold, go and check them out on the internet and find out about them on social media. What the hell, go and make an investment, small one, big one, it's up to you, and start your journey into understanding how you can get a little bit of an edge on everybody else by having this safe haven investment as a part of your portfolio. It's probably a good idea to diversify and, you know, not do what Leanne did and go and try and sell jewelry on the open market.
Yeah, not a good idea to invest in diamonds and gold.
And the nice thing about this, too, from my point...
On your finger or around your neck.
Absolutely. The nice thing from my point of view is that this stuff, while you physically own it, you can digitally transact with it. Makes huge
It's completely liquid, just like your rands were.
Very good. We'll talk to you guys again soon.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you very much. Cheers. Troy Gold, go and take a look at them and find out more. If you'd like to know more, you can always email me, and we'll pass it on to the guys, too, Gareth at CliffCentral.com.
This is CliffCentral.com.